Chapter 21. Captain Stewart put Jamal back into medical again. Pee-wee said that he did it just so that Jamal could serve him coffee anytime he wanted him to. With Sergeant Dongan gone, the squad was down to 7 guys again. Gearhart was commanding our squad and 2 others. The other squads were down to 5 men each.
"You guys want to switch squads so they're all equal?"
he asked.
"If you don't, you'll probably be out more than the others."
"We don't want to switch, sir,"
Monaco said.
"That goes for all of us,"
Pee-wee said.
"You talking for the squad now, Pee-wee?"
Gearhart was cleaning his piece.
"Yeah,"
Pee-wee nodded.
"I guess so."
Gearhart wanted to combine the other 2 squads, but they wouldn't let him do it. They said that we had to have so many squads in the field, even if it was only on paper. Brunner got a bad case of hemorrhoids. Gearhart wanted to send him to Chulai, but his time was short, and he wanted to stay. Gearhart told me and Johnson that Brunner wanted to make Sergeant First Class.
"Captain going to give it to him?"
Johnson asked.
"Could be,"
Gearhart said.
"Sucker get through a calendar, you ought to give it to him,"
Johnson said.
"I didn't think you liked him,"
Gearhart said.
"You gotta like a man make it through a whole calendar over here,"
Johnson said. Things were quiet for a few days, even boring. We heard all kinds of stories about how we were beating back the North Vietnamese.
"Somebody better send them a telegram so they know about it,"
Pee-wee said. From what I heard from guys from other outfits, I thought we were winning too, but that it was going to be a long time before it was over. We played Pity Pat and Dirty Hearts every day. Then Monaco came up with a new game. He found some paper and put down the names of all the movie stars and singers he could think of. Then he passed them around and we played for them. That didn't last long. Wallowick won Mary Wells from Pee-wee and Pee-wee wouldn't give her up. Wallowick called Pee-wee a welcher.
"A what?"
Pee-wee threw down his cards.
"You're a welcher,"
Wallowick said.
"How you spell that?" "And you're dumb, too,"
Wallowick added.
"Perry, how you spell it?"
"W-E-L-C-H-E-R," I said.
"It means you don't pay your debts. What else it mean?"
I didn't know if it meant anything else. That's when Pee-wee said he was going to HQ Hooch, where they kept a dictionary.
"If they got anything in there about race, I'm going to come back here and shove a grenade up your ass."
Pee-wee stormed out of our hooch. Brunner was shaking his head.
"Guy's a moron,"
he said.
"Suppose it does have another meaning,"
Wallowick said.
"Then you got a grenade up your butt,"
Johnson said. Wallowick left the hooch and went looking for a dictionary so he would know if he was going to have to look out for Pee-wee. I found Pee-wee drinking a soda behind the water tank.
"You find a dictionary?"
I asked.
"Yeah, but I still ain't giving up Mary Wells."
That night, though, Mary Wells mysteriously disappeared from under Pee-wee's pillow.